Well, sir, it's late afternoon as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the kitchen, we discover Vic and young Russell. The gentlemen are newly arrived home from office and Tatman's vacant lot, respectively. And the matter they're discussing apparently verges on the controversial. Listen.
It does, too, include you.
Impossible.
Oh, come on, Gov. Play square.
I intend to play square. I also intend to see that I'm not imposed upon.
Shucks, imposed upon. You know darn well Ma means both of us.
Read the note again, very carefully.
We've already read the note a half a dozen times.
Read it again, given full unprejudiced value to each separate phrase.
Starts out, boys.
Boys, huh?
Well, you know it says boys.
Continue.
Boys, the yard looks just awful. You've been promising every day for over a week you'd mow it, and nobody's lifted their little finger. This afternoon, I want action.
And where is any mention made of me?
It says boys.
Precisely. Well, I'll step in the living room now and take a little snooze on the Davenport, as I'm quite fatigued from my efforts.
Hey, wait!
It says boys. Am I a boy?
Mom refers to you and me as boys. Why, she does, too.
Oh, she may occasionally use the term boys in a careless, humorous manner, but in legal documents she would.
This is no legal document.
I must disagree with you on that point, Harry. One of the statutes of the state of Illinois expressly states that anything written down on paper by an individual is a legal instrument and cannot be...
Oh, cut it out, Gov.
Russell, you're speaking gruff to Papa. Please remember...
If Mom didn't mean this note for both you and me, why did she start it off with boys? The plural, boys.
Read it again.
Oh, read it again.
Go ahead. Read it again. I'm a reasonable man, and
I've already read the half note so many times I know it by heart.
I must remember a thoughtlessly burnt out that, consider your mother's wistful little epistolary efforts, half-wit notes, it would break her heart.
Oh, Gov, you're the doggonest.
Read your mother's half-wit note again. There's a good lad.
Boys, the yard looks just awful. You've been promising every day for over a week you'd mow it, and nobody's lifted their little finger. This afternoon, I want action.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
What you mean, uh-huh, exactly?
As I said before, that missive is meant for your eyes and your eyes only.
It's addressed to boys. B-O-Y-S. Boys. It's plural. There's an S on there. I'm singular. I'm a boy. I'm not boys. There's an S on there.
Uh-huh. Just as I thought. That's no S.
What's no S?
On the end of the word boy in Mama's note.
It's not.
I felt we'd reach the nub of the matter if we used our heads. How absurd for two intelligent guys like you and me to argue and debate and dispute over trifles.
You mean this is no S?
No.
What is it, then?
Merely an elaborate curlicue that your mother employed. Oh, I'll grant you it remotely resembles an S.
Gov, I'd be ashamed of myself.
Forget the apologies, Russell. We all make mistakes.
Apologies?
I understood you to say that you were ashamed of yourself.
I meant if I were you, I'd be ashamed of myself.
Oh.
Let's go get the lawnmower and start mowing grass.
You insist on having your joke, I see. Well, I guess it's ta-ta for the time being, as I'm taking a little snooze on the Davenport.
Now we'll find out.
Huh?
I hear Mom coming in the front door.
Oh?
We'll ask her who she means by boys.
Russell, old fella, now let's not be participate. It's just possible that I may have left out a...
Hi, Mom, everybody's home.
...which in the final... hello, kiddo, greetings.
Now, we'll see.
Listen, sport, I grant that there's a vague, remote, infinitesimal possibility that I may be slightly in error, and
I'll say there's a possibility you might be in error. I bet Mom jumps right down your throat when she hears...
Well, everybody is home. How are you, Willie?
I'm okay, but I bet Gov's gonna feel mighty sick when I tell you...
Oh, hello, Sadie, honey. Hello.
You sick?
I feel great.
You're not gonna feel too great when I reveal the mom.
I feel great. Feel fine. Feel robust. I bet I can jump over Razor Scum's garage.
Yeah, you'll be jumping over Razor Scum's garage.
I'm good looking, too.
He'll be as good looking as a rhinoceros when I reveal the mom.
Yes, fellas. Let me talk. I got something to say.
Oh, wait until Gov tries to explain.
Silence, Russell. Let your mother talk. She has something to say. Speak, say.
The Thimble Club's going to have a bazaar downtown tomorrow.
What is that effect?
From 9 o'clock in the morning till 10:30 at night. Going to sell clothes and candy and cake and knickknacks.
Well, how delightful.
Got a regular store rented. That little store on Center Street there, across from the courthouse and next door to the Greek's confectionery.
Oh.
It's a grand little store. We were so lucky to catch it vacant. Oh, and I'm going to be storekeeper.
We'll see.
Not hard to see through you, Gov.
Russell, go outdoors. And you're going to operate the bazaar all by yourself?
Oh, no, of course not. All the Thimble ladies will operate it. All of us will be storekeepers.
Well, grand.
Don't wink and blink and make faces at me.
You boys will have to come down and buy things from me.
Sure.
Seagull, boys.
Something on your chin. Mud, I guess.
Mom referred to us as boys. I bet you feel like...
Think of me being a storekeeper. I've wanted to be a storekeeper since Adam choked the horse. I've dreamed about standing behind a counter. Russell, you must bring in all your friends with their nickels. We'll have candy for sale and cake and little paper cups of home canned peaches you can eat right there on the premises. And, oh, spillions of goodies.
My various friends will probably have...
They'll have glorious times.
I was about to make a statement to the contrary.
Glorious times they'll have. And, Vic, you got to bring some of the lovely gentlemen from the plant. Miss Aprott has donated some fine old lace that belonged to her grandmother.
Oh, you really? The guys down at the plant are crazy for fine old lace. They'll buy up all the fine old lace they can get their mitts on.
Sure, they will. Think of me being a storekeeper. Yeah. I'm going to wear my blue suit without the jacket and a white shirt waist and black sateen wristlets, you know, like storekeepers have to protect their clothes. And my sensible Oxfords and a pencil stuck in my hair. I sound cute.
You sound very nice.
You want to come in several times tomorrow. I'm depending on you boys to be my best customers.
Seagull, boys.
I don't get you.
Oh, no, you don't get me. Mom, I hate to bring up a disagreement.
Hey, what'll I ever do about my change?
Mom, you didn't permit me to change.
Right. Oh, boy, I better get to rattle. I yank my shoes up by the roots. Making change is my big weakness. Takes me forever and a day to get change straight in my noodle. Customer come in with a $5 bill and buy something that costs 35 cents and I beetle Christmas getting squared around.
Well, they'll probably select some woman with a head for figures and let her be cashier. Then all you clerks can run up.
No, they're not going to work it that way. We're all going to be clerks. What'll I do if I get myself stumped in a jumble about change? I won't want to let on to the other ladies I'm stumped.
Oh, you'll get the hang of it after a little practice.
I certainly hope so. What is the right change for $5 when a person spends 35 cents?
Very simple.
$4.65?
Sure.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Well.
See, you're okay.
Well, I just happened to hit that lucky. Yeah. Oh, one thing, Vic. I bet I get flustered as you shoe when I handle my first few customers.
No.
Oh, I bet I do. I'll get the sillies.
Oh, I don't think so.
You be a customer and buy something from me once.
Huh?
Pretend like you just come in and here I am, the storekeeper.
Okay.
I'm behind the counter.
Yeah. Hello?
How do you do?
Fine. And yourself?
All right. You wanted something?
Oh, a yard of fine old lace, a paper cup full of peaches, a piece of candy, What's the matter? What's funny?
Well, that's just the way I'll be tomorrow. I'll get the silly.
Why?
Oh, just will us all. I'll get to thinking how ridiculous it is, me being storekeeper and titter right in the customer's face.
Oh, sure.
Oh, I just know I'll get the sillies. Listen, don't come down there and tease me, you boys.
There it is again, Gov. Boys. Mom, I'd like to have you hear me make a few statements.
Hey, I gotta get busy. I haven't even picked out the articles yet I'm gonna contribute to the bazaar. Means a trip to the attic and going through all the clothes closets and everything else. What time is it, Vic?
I don't know exactly, but I'd say off.
Maybe I can get a start at this before I begin supper. Russell, you're not gonna run off anywhere, are you?
Uh-uh.
Well, don't. I'm gonna need you pretty soon.
Hi, Samuel.
Figure you got away with something, don't you?
I did get away with something.
There'll be an accounting sooner or later.
What'd you do with the little note about mowing the grass?
It's here in my pocket.
If I were you, I'd destroy it.
No, sir. I'm going to get revenge on you for all the...
Vinegar Spigot, your mother is pretty much excited about this bazaar tomorrow. I think if she's not reminded of it, she won't get around to remembering about that grass till the middle of next week. Am I right?
I guess so.
Destroy the note, then.
Okay.
Destroy the note. Destroy the note.
Okay, I'll destroy the note. But you're getting away with murder, Gov.
Yes, I am. I'm getting away with murder. Well, ta-da, old sock. I'm going in and lay down on the davenport and grab a little snooze.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.